Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is my favorite topic of the day. After Adam Schefter, NFL insider, set the internet ablaze yesterday with what he said about offseason quarterback movement. It's Sean and RJ, Troy, who's running things as always, right here on your home of America's team, 105.3 The Fan. Here's what he wrote. There are roughly 10 quarterbacks, 10, locked into starting jobs for opening day next year. This is expected to be an unprecedented offseason of QB movement. My over-under of teams changing quarterbacks this offseason, the over-under he's setting at 18, and Schefter ended the tweet with, I'll go with the over. Over, so let me make sure I'm understanding this correctly. At least 19 teams will change their starting quarterback by the time we kick off the 2021-2022 season. Am I understanding that correctly, per Adam Schefter, respected NFL insider's tweet?
That's correct. I would infer it the same way. 19 teams will be potentially changing quarterbacks.
Okay, I can get to 14. Can you get to 14? I can get it up to 14.
All right, I could see Miami, New England, the Jets, the Giants, Philadelphia, Washington, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota, Indy, Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans, Denver, San Francisco, and Pittsburgh changing quarterbacks. I can't see anyone else.
How many is that? You went way too fast.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
The point of the segment 16. Is having a discussion about 16. Each of those teams. Oh, you can get it to 16. Okay, so let's go down. Let's go down, you know, spend a few seconds on each one and figure out if this is even possible, because this would be insane. Go ahead.
Now, real quick, for this exercise, I kept Deshaun in Houston. Because they don't have...
He's assuming Deshaun in his 18, he keeps alluding to it on TV that Deshaun is out.
I know. I'm not going to make that... I'm not even going to consider that until they get a new coach and they try to smooth it over. Because they don't have to do it. They don't have
to. You got it up to 16 with Deshaun staying.
I got it up to 16 teams that should want a quarterback change or will want one. Yes, that's with Deshaun staying.
Let's hear it.
Miami, they may not want a quarterback change, but I could see them making one.
I did not write down Miami. Yes, I could see them making one as a possibility. Yes.
New England, obviously, with Cam. The Jets, I don't know that they're going to do it, but I could see it happening.
Right. Absolutely.
Giants, again, don't know they're going to do it, but I could see it happening.
I can't see that happening. I would not put the Giants down on my list.
Philadelphia.
I did not write down Philadelphia, but then you sent this NFL Network story that Wentz is still unhappy for some reason. I would not include them, but yes, I can see it as a possible. Again, he's saying 19 will have different quarterbacks. So, he knows a couple of bombshell possibilities in his own mind. He knows that Roethlisberger may retire. He knows that Deshaun is out. He knows that the Dolphins are going to pull a stunner and get rid of Tua, either by drafting someone or dealing for Watson. He knows that the Jets are moving off of Darnold. So otherwise, I mean, Adam Schefter doesn't make bold statements like this or put out bold opinions. So he either knows or Mike Fisher's going to be making fun of him for another 15 years on this station.
You know what? I'm going to cross Philadelphia off. I don't see it happening. I'm going to cross them off.
Either.
Plus,
okay.
There's too much money tied up. It's not. They're not gonna take on all that dead cap.
Yeah.
Washington, obviously.
Obvious.
I can see Pittsburgh.
I could see Pittsburgh if Ben retires. We know he's a drama queen. I wrote down Pittsburgh question mark.
Yep. Don't know about them. Don't know what's gonna happen. Chicago. They can stick a bitch. They can move on. Detroit, obviously.
Yep.
I could see Minnesota. I could see it.
Yeah, if they made a change, no one would say, are you kidding me? You're moving off of Kirk Cousins? I don't know. I thought Cousins got an extension.
He did.
I would not write down Minnesota on my list. I don't think that's going to happen. But, yeah, if they tried to upgrade from Cousins, yes, I could see it.
All right. Indy, obviously. That's another one. They're in need. Carolina.
Yep.
Kirk, by the way, he did sign. Yeah, they ain't getting rid of him.
No.
Indy. Atlanta. Obvious. I can see Atlanta. There's a lot of dead money, but they're in a position to draft somebody, and they may just try to make a trade and bite the bullet.
Yeah. I did not write them down. They have to figure out a plan to start over, but I would put a lot of money on Matt Ryan starting game one next year.
Obviously, New Orleans is going to have a new one.
Yep.
Denver is going to have a new one.
Yep.
I can see San Francisco having a new one. So if I've crossed off two teams, now I'm down to 14. There's my 14.
Well, you forgot Jacksonville.
Well, okay. See, that to me, I've already penciled Trevor Lawrence in. I don't see that as a quarterback change. They've already got their guy.
Yeah. I got it to 14, and then I got a question mark next to Derek Carr. I wrote down two question marks.
Really?
Raiders and Pittsburgh. Raiders because of Roethlisberger and him being a diva and a drama queen, and, you know, Derek Carr. I there's always this cloud over Gruden and Carr. You know, Gruden wants Kyler, and Gruden, we know, falls in love with quarterbacks, and Gruden's scouting this one, and Derek Carr hears all of it, and Derek Carr responds on social media, and Derek Carr, you know, has to prove that he's the guy. But, you know, at the end of the day, what are the Las Vegas Raiders? They're not a playoff team. I know that you like them a lot more than I do. They're 8-8. So, you know, I think, you know, Derek Carr, I think, has had a couple of recent nice seasons, but no one is scared. I don't think no one is scared of Derek Carr and the Raiders offense, despite the nice start to the year that they had last season. Is that a hot take?
I mean, Derek Carr last 2 years has been a top 10 quarterback each of the last 2 years. I mean, is he a top 10 quarterback? No, but his numbers suggest that the last 2 years he has been. He's been basically Ryan Tannehill the last 2 years, and Tannehill's been dang near great each of the last 2 years. I love Carr. I shouldn't say that. I like Derek Carr. There are 20 teams, I think, that should ditch their quarterback right now for Derek Carr.
20.
Every team I just mentioned, plus Cleveland, plus Philly, plus Minnesota.
Do you think Derek Carr is better than Matt Stafford?
Yes.
Okay.
Not really close.
I would take Stafford, and I would also say not really close. 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Adam Schefter saying, my over-under of teams changing quarterbacks this offseason is 18. I will go with the over. I think that's a crazy statement. That's an insane statement from Schefter that he will eventually be proven wrong on. If he's not, we're gonna have a fun off season. I think we're gonna have a fun off season regardless, because I wrote down Washington, Chicago, Detroit, Saints, Panthers, San Fran, Jets, Patriots, Colts, Houston, Jacksonville, Denver, and that's 12 teams. And then Pittsburgh would be 13 if the Raiders decide to try to upgrade. That would be 14. And then you have to account for, where is Stafford going to go? Like, is he going to go to one of these obvious openings? Or is he going to go to a team that we're not thinking about? And then, you know, you have two teams flipping quarterbacks.
Right. So. I mean, he could go to, you know, Washington. That doesn't really change anything. They're going to be looking for a quarterback anyway. He could go for San Francisco, and that could change a lot of things. You know, if he goes to San Francisco, now Garoppolo is on the market. And where does he go? Does he go anywhere? You know, like, does he go back to New England? There's a
Green Bay. Our Tolo Chad said Green Bay. They keep talking about Aaron Rodgers on television. Mike Florio, man. Sometimes I hate that Florio's probably my best relationship in the national media because he writes some freaking sarcastic ass articles. Like sometimes I wish I didn't even have Florio's number in my phone or we didn't text back and forth because he's just a guy you want to smack. Kevin Hegland wants to just tee off and smack him, but man, he wrote this article yesterday. It's so sarcastic towards everyone who thinks that Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay, and maybe Schefter's alluding to something there. Brett Favre was on Sirius XM, and he says the Packers, they're not losing Aaron Rodgers.
There's no way the Packers would do anything to jeopardize losing Aaron. Unless Aaron just chooses to retire, which I would be shocked. The guy's playing better now than he's ever played. Without him, you certainly wouldn't have been even close to where you were yesterday.
Better now than he's ever played, and he'd be shocked if Aaron retired. Aaron did say his future was a beautiful mystery.
Beautiful mystery. You know, look, the cap hit is the issue with Rodgers and whether or not you want to deal with him or deal with that. But, you know, they are saving.
The issue, that's the second issue. Sorry for interrupting. But the first issue is he just won the damn MVP.
Yeah. Right.
What are we talking about here? I don't care if you're a progressive organization. I don't care that you traded out Aaron for Brett Favre for Aaron. I don't care. Aaron Rodgers just won the MVP. The head coach there would lose his mind and freak out, justifiably so. You were just the number one seed in the NFC. You don't start the youth movement. You just start to come to terms with Jordan Love being a mistake of a pick. You just start to come to terms with it, and you put Aaron Rodgers on the field next season, flat out.
I don't disagree, but their history, I mean, they did the same exact thing to Favre. They were in the NFC Championship game, hosting it. In 2007, they were 13-3. They were and they hosted the NFC Championship. And after that game, they waved goodbye to Brett Favre. Now, is it different because of the contract, all that stuff? I'd have to go back and look at Brett Favre's contract of 2007. But Aaron Rodgers has a cap charge of $31.5 million this year. His dead cap's $37.5 million. That's a $6 million savings. If they cut him, they save $6 million. That's still a lot of cap. That's a lot of cap charge. Actually, it's only $6 million cap hit. It's a lot of cap charge to have on a quarterback that's not playing. Okay, it's a lot. But if you were going to do it, I guess they could. Theoretically, they could if he wants out. I mean, I would bet highly against it. Against it.
Here are the names that Schefter tweeted, some quarterbacks whose futures are in question. Watson, Rodgers, Stafford, Darnold, Wentz, Goff. I don't think either of us put the Rams on there, and we should have wrote down the Rams as a possibility. But that money's crazy.
They're in the same situation a lot of teams are in. I mean, he's got a big cap charge, a dead cap, and they're going to move on from him. I just don't see it happening.
I don't think they can move off of it either. But the Rams, they always make the deal that you don't understand financially. Like they will swing big time, give up draft picks, take cap hits. I don't know. I don't see it happening either right now. Garoppolo, QB question mark, Cam, Bridgewater, Trubisky, Jameis, Fitzpatrick, Alex Smith, Roethlisberger, and he put Dak Prescott on this list.
Click. Click. Like that. Click.
That's all that is right there. Give me some clickbait, Schefter. That's all that is. Dak Prescott's future's in doubt. Yeah, the only future that's in doubt is a 4 or 5 year contract. That's the only doubt. That's the only doubt. He will be here unless he chooses to leave a free agency next year.
You said he's going to be a free agent. You guaranteed it.
He is. He is going to be a free agent. But I think he'll re-sign.
That's a future in doubt for 2 years from now, not right now. Dak Prescott's future for next season is not in doubt.
Correct.
2 years, maybe, if they don't get the deal done.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.